Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion, a prohibition that has since been extended to all state and local governments. Although the history of its interpretation is long and complicated, the First Amendment clearly prohibits the government from favoring the views of one religious group over another. State universities are government institutions, and the National Science Foundation, NSF, is a federal agency. In 2001, the NSF granted more than $450,000 to the University of California, Berkeley, to develop a pro-Darwin website in cooperation with the NCSE. The website, Understanding Evolution, now includes the following statement. The misconception that one always has to choose between science and religion is incorrect. Of course, some religious beliefs explicitly contradict science, e.g., the belief that the world and all life on it were created in 6 literal days. However, most religious groups have no conflict with the theory of evolution or other scientific findings. In fact, many religious people, including theologians, feel that a deeper understanding of nature actually enriches their faith. The website also includes a link to the NCSE's Voices for Evolution, a collection of statements from more than a dozen religious organizations affirming the compatibility of evolution with their teachings. In one example, the Episcopal Bishop of Atlanta wrote, "Evolution as a contemporary description of the how of creation is anticipated in its newness by the very fluidity of the biblical text." And the General Assembly of the Presbyterian Church, USA, declared, "There is no contradiction between an evolutionary theory of human origins and the doctrine of God as creator." Political scientist John G. West wrote in 2004, "Taxpayers might wonder why it's the government's business to tell them what their religious beliefs about evolution should or shouldn't be." And legal scholar Francis J. Beckwith pointed out that since the government may not aid, foster, or promote one religion or religious theory against another, the NSF and University of California should not be in the business of directly funding the propagation of one view as acceptable theological opinion on any matter. In 2005, a California resident sued the NSF and University of California for violating the First Amendment, but District Court Judge Phyllis J. Hamilton dismissed the lawsuit. So the governments of the United States and California now officially endorse religious views, and only those religious views that are acceptable to Darwinists. What's next? The Pope on Darwinism. We are not some casual and meaningless product of evolution. Each of us is the result of a thought of God. Pope Benedict XVI, Inaugural Homily, 2005. A Book You're Not Supposed to Read. Total Truth, Liberating Christianity from Its Cultural Captivity, by Nancy Piercy, Wheaton, Illinois, Crossway Books, 2004. This book is continued on Disc 6.